The opioid epidemic is a white person's problem, right? We heard that from the experts. Now, not so much anymore. The overdose rate for African Americans skyrocketed 44% in the first year of the pandemic. That's according to the CDC. And it's played out tragically on one block in St. Louis. Andrew Joseph is here to talk about it. He's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
The Parkview Apartments in St. Louis, what happened there?
Yeah, so this was an overdose cluster that occurred in February. And basically, over the course of a few days, eight people died, most of whom were residents in this apartment building. And what stood out to me was that all of the victims were Black. And I think that sort of gets at where the overdose crisis has headed in this country. And that's the direction that maybe people aren't quite caught up with, I guess. We now are at the point where the overdose death rate among Black people is higher than that of white people. And that's for the first time since 1999.
So, Andrew, what seems to be happening? This was once a quote, white person's crisis, as many experts used to tell us.
Like many things, this gets back to things like poverty and homelessness and different rates of incarceration. But one of the main factors driving it right now is just how deadly the drug supply has become. I think people are pretty familiar with the fact that fentanyl is, you know, kind of infiltrating supplies of heroin and has been for years. But increasingly, fentanyl and sort of similar, really powerful synthetic opioids are also showing up in supplies of other types of drugs, like stimulants, which include methamphetamine and crack cocaine. And in this example in St. Louis, at least some of the victims thought they had purchased crack cocaine, but it did contain fentanyl. And, you know, if these are people who use crack, they might have like basically no tolerance for opioids. Mm. So if there's fentanyl in there, that's why there's a lot of overdoses happening right now.
And for the rest of us, the kind of the audience for crack cocaine is a demographically different group in general?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, I think people remember that, like going back into the 80s and things, that was a drug primarily used in Black and predominantly Black neighborhoods. I will say though, like stimulant use and the danger from stimulant use has been on the rise broadly. There, like in addition to more deaths from opioids in the past couple years, the deaths caused by stimulants are also increasing. And it's not totally clear why that is, if it's more dangerous stimulant use, if more people are using stimulants like meth, if the meth has become more dangerous, or if it's again that sort of infiltration of fentanyl into those drugs. But you know, for example, methamphetamine has historically been used at pretty low rates among Black people, though there has been some sort of a resurgence of meth use among Black people as well.
So for the experts who you're talking to, does this present a new set of challenges as far as tackling this in neighborhoods that have different economic obstacles and different levels of access to medical care, I gather?
Yeah, absolutely. So the country obviously has devoted billions of dollars to trying to address addiction and overdose in the past couple of years in response to this huge problem, and in response, frankly, to what happened among white people, where there was this, the overprescribing of prescription opioids led to a huge surge of deaths among white people, and that's sort of more when politicians became willing to address this as a public health issue. The problem is a lot of those dollars weren't sort of distributed in equitable ways. So what community leaders say is that you need to get grassroots groups who are already doing work in Black communities involved. And you need to be really conscientious about how you do your treatment expansion, because basically there aren't a lot of treatment providers in these neighborhoods that need to be reached. And there's issues of access and mistrust in a lot of these communities because of the historic mistreatment among Black patients and of Black people who use drugs in particular. So it's going to require like a really concerted, dedicated effort that experts say really needs the involvement of local leaders if it's going to be successful.
Finally, Andrew, the numbers of these overdoses are staggering, something like one overdose death every 5 minutes. That's about how long you and I have been talking here. You went down to St. Louis to report this story. Do you have the story of one of the victims you can share?
Yeah, like you were saying, I think it's easy to become numb to these statistics, especially when the problem has been building for so many years. Like, I think people know that this country has an overdose crisis, and more than 100,000 people are dying every year. But, you know, to your point, these are individual losses. And one of the people I spoke with was Matthew Thurman. He lost his uncle, Mark Woods, in this overdose cluster we're talking about. And Mark was sort of born and raised in St. Louis, went through St. Louis Public public schools. You know, he sort of did art on the side. He loved watching soap operas. And he had a big extended family, nephews and nieces and cousins. And, you know, before the pandemic, Matthew and his uncle would get lunch every so often. And Matthew told me that his uncle was like sort of always there to just like help out the family with small things or big things, whether it was like moving or just cleaning or anything like that. And so, yeah, to your point, like, it is easy to sort of let these statistics blur the problem, but these are individual losses. And I think people sometimes feel a shame associated to losing someone to a drug overdose. But obviously there are so many people in this country that are going through that, that it's, I appreciate it when people are willing to talk about it.
Andrew Joseph is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.